For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. This from the Washington Post. A senior government scientist who was a focus of congressional probe into conflicts of interest in medical research admitted in federal court that he improperly failed to disclose payments of $285,000 he received as a consultant for the pharmaceutical manufacturer Pfizer, Inc. Pearson Trey Sutherland III, who was chief of the geriatric psychiatry branch of the National Institute of Mental Health, pleaded guilty in Baltimore to a misdemeanor charge of violating conflict of interest rules. Under the terms of the plea agreement, the Chevy Chase resident must forfeit $300,000, the payments plus expenses for which he was reimbursed. At the December 22nd hearing, prosecutors have said that they will recommend that he be placed on probation for 2 years. Sunderland, 55, admitted to entering consulting agreements with drug makers beginning in 1998, end quote. You see, these white-collar guys, they get charged with misdemeanors for fleecing and deceiving the American public over medical issues.
This is Phil Smith of the Drug War Chronicle with this week's Corrupt Cop Stories for the Drug Truth Network. I have a couple for you this week. First, in Chicago, three police officers were charged Monday in a widening probe into allegations Chicago police shook down drug suspects. Officers James McGovern, age 40, Frank Villarreal, age 38, and Margaret Hopkins, age 32, are all charged with official misconduct, and Villarreal and Hopkins are also charged with home invasion. Four other Chicago police officers were arrested on similar charges in September. All are accused of robbing, kidnapping, and intimidating drug dealers and using their badges to gain access to homes. So far, the arrests have forced prosecutors to drop more than 100 drug cases. Meanwhile, down in Ashland, Kentucky, a former state trooper pleaded guilty Tuesday to federal charges he stole $180,000 from police drug buy funds. Former trooper Louis Padunovac, Jr., age 41, was a sergeant over the narcotics division in Boyd, Greenup, and Lawrence counties in eastern Kentucky until he retired in July upon being questioned by investigators hunting for the missing money. He admitted in court that he used his access to a state bank account to take money designated for drug buys and transfer it to an account in his own name. Podunovac will be sentenced on March 12th. He also faces six state charges of fraudulently obtaining a controlled substance. His attorney, David Mussetter, explained that Podunovac broke his ankle in 2003, got strung out on Lortab, and stole the money to buy painkillers. $180,000 buys an awful lot of painkillers, even on the black market. As always, there are more corrupt cop stories this week, including an Iowa fire chief caught stealing drugs, a New Mexico college cop accused of peddling drugs, and a Pennsylvania cop accused of stealing drugs from busts he made. Check them all out online at www.stopthedrugwar.org.
Dean Becker, 420, Drug War News.